This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. You can go there and check out my wonderful sponsors. They keep us on the air. We are not owned by anybody, and that's important to me because nobody tells us what to say, what not to say. And this is just truly coming from our research, and what we bring you every day is literally what we have to say every day. And I love that freedom, and I'm going to enjoy that freedom as long as we have it. And hopefully we can fight for that. My great sponsors include MyPillow.com, fantastic gifts, fantastic things for yourself, like their sheets, their Giza sheets. They are truly the softest thing in the world, and they wash perfectly. You're going to love these sheets. I've had them on my bed now for, gosh, like 6 years. They're just incredible. They just maintain. And put in the code Kate when you order these, and you'll get significant savings on these, up to 80, 90% off. And then, of course, activatefiq.com for supplements that actually go into your body and absorb. I know. Who knew, right? The ones that actually work and your body identifies what's in them. I love that. You're going to get your money's worth. Stop buying Walmart, Walgreens, over-the-counter stuff, and buy activatefiq.com because you'll get more bang out of your buck for that, and great prices too. Code word is Kate. I've got Uncle Milty here. Also, Mel Madison joins us every Tuesday if you're new to the show. And Mel always has a number of things to say, which I absolutely love. We were just talking on the break about the new, it's just such a grift. It's like government contracts. You go in and you provoke a war and you create a war, and then you rush in with your government contract to clean it up and make the money there. And now this is going to happen with this new, the new part of this scam, right, Mel? What is the scam? Oh, sorry. Let me turn off the music here. What's the scam, Mel?
Hey, Kate, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that last thing you just said.
Oh, okay. So the scam of the government contract. So you go in with your, you create a war, you come in with the government contracts to make your money. And there's certain companies that have these, that have the ability to go do this, right? And they serve up their solution. Oh, here we are to rebuild. Okay. And everyone knows about that. But in the green market, you have this where certain people, like maybe Bezos, these certain people get the opportunity to come in with some sort of solution for the green agenda, because there's an awful lot of money to be had in the scam of human-caused climate change. The Earth has climate change on its own, and you cannot do anything to change that, just like I can't change what time the sun comes up if I use less plastic bags, okay? The sun is going to come up at a particular minute, and I can't change that. The same thing with climate change. So in this new scam of this greenery that we're watching is concrete. Do you want to talk about this?
Exactly. Concrete is something I didn't know about until recently, and I'll explain that in a second here. But just really quick, too, about the money. I was researching a little more of Al Gore, and he's obviously been a champion of this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he also is the chairman of a company called Generation Investment Management. It's generationim.com. And, he writes these letters and he talks about the money that is going to be needed. And this is like a quote from one of his recent letters in last year, and talking about the gains in spending on clean energy, which have risen in 2023 to $1.8 trillion, which is almost twice as much as on fossil fuels. And he says the gains in energy, clean energy spending since 2019 are certainly encouraging, and yet they are not enough. The International Energy Agency calculates that by 2030, clean tech investment will need to approach $5 trillion a year if the most ambitious goals of the Paris Climate Agreement are to be met. So you have a guy who's going, and and John Kerry's involved with this stuff too, going to these climate accords, committing the United States to spending trillions of dollars on something, and then managing an investment firm that invests in these companies in the clean tech. And, this is just the same type of situation as you were talking about, Kate, where, with war, mm-hmm. Create the problem, finance it, fund it. And so they've created this bugaboo of climate change which has all but been debunked by most serious scientists. But a lot of scientists are not allowed to speak their mind on it because they also control the universities. And if you're a young professor with a young family and you want any type of career and you go out there and start trying to publish articles, if you can even get them published, that actually talk about the fact that carbon dioxide, there's no proof that it's a greenhouse gas. You know, just because you can look at historical records and see a correlation between CO2 levels and temperature doesn't mean that the CO2 is causing that rise. And so all these things are going on, and it's just it is an absolute sham.
So they're going to tell people now, just like pot smoking is causing heart attacks now. It never did before in the eons of time, but now it is. Now concrete is causing CO2 emissions. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. This is just too much. And now they've got green concrete?
Green concrete. And so apparently 7% of CO2, which is basically plant oxygen, as everybody knows, 7% of CO2 released in the atmosphere by man-made causes is from the production of concrete. So apparently the sand-like sticky mixture that you have to put in with the stones and everything needs to be heated up to like 1700 degrees Fahrenheit to create it. It's called clinker. And and the creation of this, and concrete is used so much that, this, you know, releases the CO2. So now they're coming at Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates have a company.
Of course they do.
To create, to create clean concrete. And you know, then they go and they try to sell it to places like India, and they're like, well, you know, they just don't want to pay 20% more for clean concrete. Well, you know what? Maybe what we need to do, this is these climate accords, and this is, it's a socialist, massive global redistribution. Well, India wanted $1 trillion to implement the Paris Climate Accords from the developed nations. You know, they argue, well, you developed nations are the ones that created the pollution and this climate. So, you know, it's just another way to advance the socialist agenda. Creating another problem for which they already have a solution in mind that their businesses are backing. And when you dig deep into it, just like when you dig into EVs and you realize that with the battery production, it's not really any more climate friendly than, you know, cars, which now release something like 96% less contaminants and pollutants than they did just 30 years ago. So the cars we have today are nothing like the cars, the gas powered cars that we had 30 years ago. And so what they want to do with the concrete is essentially not tell you about the negative effects of this concrete, which does not have the stability of the normal concrete. And it also apparently is really harsh on tires and causes tire abrasion, which increases particulate matter in the atmosphere, all these other things. And so this is the other thing that happens. Every time you look for one of these green solutions, the solution winds up having just as many or more problems than the, you know, the original energy source or original concrete mix.
That's perfect. Uncle Milty?
Yeah, but they are saving 0.03 of a percent of the atmospheric carbon dioxide.
Exactly. It is truly something minuscule like that.
Yeah, I mean, no, it is.
The atmosphere is like 80% nitrogen, 70%. I mean, it's got oxygen. And these small amounts really do not have any significant impact on the climate. The only climate impacts that you can in any way even observe from man-made activities are localized, what they call heat islands. And that is true. If you've ever been in a city, all the concrete can hold in, you know, heat during the day.
But
these are localized effects. But there's no global effect on the climate from man-made stuff that is scientifically provable that I've seen.
Just never ceases to amaze me how much they'll come up with. It's kind of like smoking pot now causes heart attacks because we have heart attacks from the shots and nobody can admit it. So they have to come up with a gazillion reasons as to why. It's about as stupid as that. And so that's why I'm just having such a hard time with the fact that people believe every single thing the news says. Those scientists that you mentioned are bought off through grant money through the universities, and that's why they're so easy to buy. And Eddie Bernays, the guy behind the marketing in the early 1900s prove that. Be right back. You're exactly right. Mel Madison, be right back.